So the way the meeting has been sequenced today is we hear the financial issues that we need to face. We've moved that out of the afternoon, put it right up front, and then we are bringing on the foundation and the Alumni Association, who we hope will be the principal drivers of improved fiscal situation. So to that end, we're going to bring up Tom, and I think, yeah, Tom's going to go first.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. I also want to thank the entire board for their support and interest in the University Development Program. We particularly appreciate Trustee McMillan attending the UIF board meetings 2 weeks ago in Naples. It was 80 degrees and sunny in Florida, so that was tough duty. We appreciate your time, Ed. Thank you very much. There are 117 days remaining in the fiscal year, or 32% of our year left. From a university new business perspective, which is there on the slide, we're at $167 million, down 40% from last year. If we normalize for the Granger commitment, we're down 6.8%, but off 16.6% over our five-year average. The reasons for this are as follows and are by definition preliminary, because we still have time left in this year and we're working hard on these issues. $5 million commitments are down roughly $8 million over last year and $15 million over the five-year average. We closed two $5 million plus commitments this year versus four last year at the same time. All our other gift levels are basically flat. UIC is behind so far this year, and much of that is due to a significant decline in the College of Medicine revenue, which is a key producer for that campus. And I know they're working hard on that. And there was a staff transition, several staff transitions in that program. There's time to make this up and genuine potential in the pipeline. For instance, we have $130 million plus solicitations scheduled for the remainder of this fiscal year, but it's going to be a very busy spring for us to meet our goals. University cash is up 1.1% at $172 million, 13.3% higher than the five-year average of $152 million. This performance can be largely attributed to a $26 million payment from the Granger Foundation. Annual giving is a bright spot and up 4%, including up 10% at the Chicago campus. Total gifts are $21.6 million. Our 150 student callers have completed over 126,000 calls so far this year, including one last Tuesday night to Chairman Kennedy. And we've secured almost 20,000 pledges to date from the student calling program this year. $1,000 annual donors are up. Alumni donors are flat at roughly 33,000. Individual visits are down from last year. Major gift solicitations are up significantly over last year, up 37%, but it will be a challenge to meet our aggressive goals for this fiscal year in the major gift solicitation area of our work. Given that we've completed the budget discussions on the roadmap strategic plan last month, I thought it'd be worth updating the board on this process, an important milestone in that project. The plan, as you know, was designed to double philanthropy and engagement over the next 7 to 10 years. At its heart, it has five key components. The first is adding resources, and I'll cover that in a moment. The second was taking a campus-based development approach with alumni and friends. Our team believes the strongest affinity is with the individual campus, and we need to capitalize on that opportunity. We will continue to manage as a university development program, but our primary development strategy will be a campus-first approach. Third, we're committed to coordinating our programs more aggressively and focusing on communication and organizational clarity. Fourth, a deep commitment to managing by numbers, planning, and requiring accountability throughout the program. And then fifth, we intend to prepare for the next campaign to drive some of these strategies. We requested $17.3 million in total investment to drive the roadmap strategic plan. That was a request originally over a 2 to 3 year period. And based on that projected investment, we thought we could increase fundraising at a 7.9% annual compound growth rate. We've received commitments of $10.8 million over a multi-year period. That's 62% of our plan request, including some important funding to begin searches and program planning this year. The new funds support frontline fundraisers, engagement activities, development services, including preliminary campaign planning funding. On behalf of the development community, I want to sincerely thank President Easter, the chancellors, provosts, budget officers, and Walton Orr and his team for their support and work on this project. I also want to thank the board and Trustee Strobel and her committee for their input as we went through this. This is a significant investment in building a new culture of philanthropy and engagement at the University of Illinois. It's a 22% base budget increase on our development budget. It's not everything that we wanted, but it is a very significant investment on behalf of the leadership of the university in this area. And we appreciate it, and we intend to make something out of it. As part of our organizational alignment efforts, we seek to marshal the resources of the entire development community to these ends, which is symbolized by this slide showing the various parts of the university development program. We are in this together, and we intend to work and function as a unified program that's trying to share our resources and our activities and our expertise to try to drive this thing forward and do it together. And then finally, I wanted to give you a quick update on some of our very preliminary campaign planning activity. This is a timeline that describes where we are. Right now, we're in fiscal year 14, which we call an internal readiness part of the overall campaign planning process. We could potentially go into a quiet phase in terms of a new comprehensive campaign starting next year, and potentially go into a public phase subject to this timeline in fiscal year 17, which would coincide with our 150th anniversary of our founding of the university. And the point that I keep trying to make, and we will continue to make, is it's very important for us to link our development plan to our strategic plan and the relationship between the funding we can drive through philanthropy and private giving and other institutional resources that will drive the overall strategic plan for the university and particularly for the campuses. So it's very important for our campaign planning to link our activity from a development point of view to the overall strategic plan. And then we will take the basic three-phase approach, which I've already in a way outlined to our campaign activity, which is that focus on internal readiness, make sure we're ready to go, and doing all the right things to prepare, then get into a very significant and carefully managed quiet phase, and then finally be ready to launch in a very public way, in a way that's motivational to our leadership, our community, and to our donors, a public phase of a campaign. We will be meeting with the president and the chancellors in early April to begin preliminary discussions with the leadership on how we might go about our next campaign. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Tom. I'd say a couple of things. One, thank you for your honesty and really the candor about bringing so many of these facts forward. I'd say the first couple of slides seem a little daunting to me,
right?
And yet I'm glad that you brought them to the public forum so we're all aware of them. Can you speak to a little how we're going to rebound from the current projections against plan and how that'll affect this year as well as next year?
Thank you. Yes, thank you for those comments. We're in a period of transition, Mr. Chairman. We brought in some very strong new leadership in the last year. We're backfilling senior leadership within that overall leadership structure. So we're making some new hires, bringing in new people. We've done some reorganization. We don't want to make excuses for the fact that we're in a transition, but we are, and that's part of what we're dealing with. The other thing that I would point to in regards to our current performance is that we set some pretty ambitious goals. And that's the kind of ethos and approach we're trying to bring to the program. But we have to make sure we can back up and meet our goals. So when you look at the annual giving numbers, for instance, those goals were not overly aggressive. That was looking at a 1.5% increase in our annual giving activity, and we're exceeding those goals and aspirations. When you look at our goals from a new business point of view, that $300 million number, We just haven't been able to close at the top of the pyramid yet to drive that figure forward. We're not giving up yet. There's a lot of good work going on. There's a lot of work in the pipeline. So I think, you know, we have to remain optimistic and positive, but we're going to continue to give you the facts as they stand.
And just in terms of that aspirational notion, mm-hmm. should we treat the budgets that you've given us as aspirational or as budgets?
I'm not sure.
Just trying to understand what the reality is.
The reality on the budget is that we're adding 67 new people. Around 50 of those are professional staff people. Around 25 are frontline fundraisers. Most of those budget allocations won't come in until next year. And the reality of the new budget resources that we're receiving is that we have to get the authority to hire, which we've just gotten. Then we have to hire, place, train, and get them in the field. So there's going to be a lag in regards to our ability to place the resources and create the results. But we are creating a business plan, which we want to show you about how that will happen and what you will see in regards to return on investment.
Okay. Yep. And I think the original budget, you know, contemplated the fully funding of the $16 million, and that's come down. So I think the sooner we could get round two on the budget, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you, though, for everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Anybody else? Thank you.
Thank you very much.